Ladies and gentlemen, look around you. This is the real New Green Deal. That's what we're looking at here, folks. This is America. This is what we can do together.
Yes, 2019, Rick Perry, the former Texas governor, was the energy secretary, Trump administration. That was over at Plant Vogtle, some event or other, some phase or other of construction of new reactors, nuclear reactors at Plant Vogtle. He was there for whatever the ceremony was. Governor Kemp was there as well. Fast forward to today. Tim Echols, Georgia Public Service Commissioner, en route to Vogtle, dropped by our studios this morning. Ribbon cutting today. Is that supposed to be the last of this because the last of the two reactors now online and cranking out electricity that somebody's using this morning?
Yeah, it may not be the last ribbon cutting. We may build a Vogtle 5 out there.
Uh-oh, breaking some news here.
Yeah, I think if we can get a federal backstop, meaning that we can get the federal government to protect against, say, 80% of the overruns that might happen in the future. I mean, the plant was actually designed for 5 units, so that could happen. But, hey, let's get the ribbon cut for Unit 4.
Yeah.
And Rick Perry had been there when we put the top on Unit 3.
Okay.
So that was quite a while ago. This is a great day today. There's going to be many people from across the country traveling in this week, you know, for the ribbon cutting.
Now, we could, and you've alluded to this, and everybody will talk about this. Okay, all those years behind schedule and all those billions of dollars over budget. But let's look beyond that, look to the future for a moment. What does this mean for the future? And how long of a future are we talking about here?
Yeah, we're setting pretty for energy right now in Georgia. The commission just approved essentially about six times the amount of one Vogtle reactor for data centers coming into Georgia. This AI and ChatGPT. ChatGPT prompt generates, it requires about 10 times the amount of energy over a regular Google search. So this is something folks, I don't think, are willing to give up, and it's only going to get bigger. And so we've got places, we've got data centers that are knocking on our door. They can't get into places like South Carolina and others. Tennessee even told me last week, hey, we're constrained. We can't really add anything until we get some more generation on. So I think Georgia's wound up in a pretty good place.
Tim Echols, Georgia Public Service Commission. Yeah, about that data center business, a note that I have just this morning. There's a 60-acre plot of land off 85 Fairburn, Fulton County. And there are plans out there now. Some developer or other has put in plans for a data center campus there. Some number of jobs, obviously, that would be created and energy that would be consumed. And to your point, and I don't know that we think enough about this, these data centers, the AI, artificial intelligence, as you mentioned, the chat GPT. Help me with that, by the way. Is that essentially some next-level search engine? What are we talking about, ChatGPT?
Well, the thing about ChatGPT is it writes something for you, right?
Okay.
So it's not just searching for information. It's writing a paragraph or a paper or a project.
Okay.
You give it the parameters, and it's writing it one
master's
letter,
thesis. Okay.
One word at a time, and doing it in a way that's grammatically correct. I mean, AI is going to be the next really, really big thing. And
but it requires energy, which is what you're talking about here. And these other states that are not where Georgia is, you're saying, are at a disadvantage, and all to the good for Georgia.
Yeah, and these data centers are, you know, run by folks like Google and Microsoft. They can afford to pay for more. We're charging them, I'll call it a premium, for the power they're going to be getting. And it's not going to surprise me if you see a company like that build their own nuclear reactor behind their meter in the future, small ones.
Yeah.
So I really think that's going to be kind of the next wave. Is they're not going to be able to get the power they need. They're going to have to take a lot of their cash, and they're going to have to do something. They want clean energy, and the really only clean 24/7 energy they can get is a small modular
reactor.
Right,
Tim Echols on the Georgia Public Service Commission. All right, let me pump the brakes on the enthusiasm for a moment. You mentioned the at least theoretical possibility of a fifth reactor at Vogtle, and now these private companies and their own little small mini reactors, if you will. One of the reasons we're dealing with the cost overruns, one of the reasons we had to wait a decade or just about that to get these things online beyond what was originally projected, all of the regulation and some would say burdensome regulation. Certainly Southern Company would say that, that have made it so prohibitively expensive. There are those who say, no, this would be the last we ever build anywhere in the United States.
Well, folks are on a tirade in a lot of other states against coal and natural gas. I mean, they've long shut down coal in many of the other states. Now the blue states are turning their, you know, their fangs against methane, natural gas. Mm-hmm. Georgia is not doing that. We're building three big methane units over on the Chattahoochee and Coweta County. So, I mean, Georgia's just a different place. People move here and they think, oh, wow, this is like New York. This is like California. We're nothing like those people. We're nothing like those people. We are so reliability-centric in this state, where states like California, they're very carbon-centric. That's how they, you know, kind of get their grid lined up. In Georgia, I mean, yeah, I'm concerned about carbon. I mean, I drive an EV. I have solar on my house, but reliability, Tim, is the most important thing.
Okay, but how about, I mean, the question then becomes, how self-reliant are we in terms of our own regulations and our own restrictions, or how much of this is going to be imposed from the federal level?
Well, we still are very impacted by regulation. Even, I mean, we're half natural gas in this state. So if you had some kind of carbon tax on natural gas, it would have a tremendous impact on us here in Georgia. So, I mean, we've still got a lot of coal ash in the ground. There's a lot of regulation around that. The environmentalists would really love to force us to dig it all up and put a liner in and put it back down. Of course, they're not thinking about all the dust that's blowing and all of the diesel required in all those tractors, and they're not thinking about any of that. But there is still a lot of effort to regulate fossil in America. I think that the election is going to determine what happens on this. Trump's, of course, going to roll back any EPA thing. Biden's going to put his foot on the gas.
What do you make of it? You mentioned you're driving an EV, and you have that alternate vehicle roadshow every year, Tim Eccles, mm-hmm. on the Georgia Public Service Commission. Rivian pumping the brakes on the plans for next door in Walton and Morgan counties. Hyundai down there in Bryan County saying, okay, wait a minute, maybe not EVs, maybe hybrids instead. There appears to be some resetting of the EV market in the country, and that's going to impact us possibly into the future. What do you see there?
Yeah, I think it is slowing down. You know, just like the Kia, I'll be at the Kia plant tomorrow. They're doing the ribbon cutting on the EV9, their Telluride electric. Mm-hmm. And their plants allow them, and they already do this in West Point at Kia, they can make an electric car right behind a gas car. So they've got the ability to do that. And you're going to see them flex their assembly line based on consumer demand.
So it's no great shakes for them to modify the business model.
Not for them. It is for Rivian, though, because Rivian doesn't make any ICE engine. So, but you are seeing more and more of these Rivian vans out there, these Amazon vans.
Right.
So I think Rivian, you know, is on the bubble. We'll see if they really do the project. I think Governor Kemp feels like they are going to do it, and they're holding that piece of land for them. They're not going to take evasive action to take it away from
them. Very quickly, Tim Eccles, a couple of minutes left here. What's the status of your election? Public Service Commissioner for life right now is Tim Eccles. What's the status here?
Yeah, the election was canceled, and so we'll have to have a new primary next May of 2025. So any opponents that I had, I no longer have.
Okay. So they would, somebody, me or somebody else, would have to qualify.
Yeah, so any Democratic challenger is going to have to qualify again and run against other Democrats next May. Kind of like, so it's
there
just
would also be a Republican primary if I wanted to primary you in that.
Yeah, you can primary me in that in May as well. So we're just starting over again. I'll only have, or whoever wins will only get a 5-year term, and then
as opposed to the normal 6-year.
Okay. And then in 2030 it'll go back to 6. And all this was done by the legislature to re-stagger the PSC to make sure we don't have too many running in 1 year at a time.
Right, so again, you're en route now. You dropped by our studios this morning, heading over to Burke County for the ribbon cutting there. Again, they've been generating usable electricity. It is being used, homes and businesses, for what, the last couple of months?
Yeah, Unit 4's been in for about a month, Unit 3 over a year. So, I mean, they're cooking, you know, at full speed over there. So this is just a formality. This is just a ribbon cutting under a tent. So, you know, 2 hours and 17 minutes from me here over there for the event today.
You mentioned quickly the election coming up, 159 days out. What do you see?
I think Trump probably going to win this election. I think the economy and everything that's happened. I just think he's probably going to win it by a squeaker. And I don't know that a tremendous amount change. He may roll back some of the Green New Deal. I hope what he does is he gives us a overrun fund for nuclear reactors out of this Green New Deal money so that we can build another one.
All right, Tim Echols, thanks for dropping in this morning. I learned about 30 minutes ago he was in the neighborhood. Yeah, pop in and we'll talk about this. And he's en route to drive safe over there, safely get to Vogtle and the ribbon cutting there. And thanks for dropping in this morning.
Yeah, everybody catch my show Saturday mornings here, WGAU at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, Energy Matters is that show. Should have mentioned that.